This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. 21st replenishment meeting of World Bank's International Development Association begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda calls for assistance to developing countries like Nepal for achieving global peace and prosperity. House of Representatives continues ministry-wise deliberations on appropriation bill, and UN says global conflicts killed 3 times children in 2023 than in previous year. Now the news in detail. The 21st replenishment meeting of World Bank's International Development Association, IDA, has begun in Kathmandu today. Inaugurating the IDA meeting, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urged developed countries to help address challenges faced by the country's missing industrial revolutions. Prime Minister Dahal viewed IDA as a major source of development finance for Nepal, and Nepal has achieved significant outcomes in infrastructure building and social development.
Nepal has been an active IDA borrower for over 6 decades. At this point, I want to remind us that we are celebrating 60 years of IDA impact. This did not happen overnight. The impact is because you stayed with us over the course of our journey. During this period, IDA has been a major source of development finance for us and has delivered impact. With this support, Nepal has achieved significant outcomes in infrastructure building and social development in an overall sense. We highly appreciate the World Bank's support in rebuilding our country after the devastating earthquake of 2015.
Prime Minister Dahal argued that assistance to the countries lagging behind industrial development was essential for achieving global peace and prosperity. The Prime Minister expressed worry, saying there is a genuine risk that the development achievements could be reversed due to increasing challenges.
For least developed countries like Nepal, concessionality is critical. We are vulnerable to multiple crises, and there is a genuine risk that our hard-won development gains could be reversed. Climate change impacts have further increased our vulnerability. Nepal, despite contributing negligibly to global emissions, is disproportionately affected by the adverse effect of climate change. We are advocating for climate justice to compensate for the loss and damage incurred due to circumstances beyond our control.
Prime Minister Dahal added that Nepal was in a short supply of financial resources to meet sustainable development goals. He called for creating more equitable and resilient global development landscape.
Nepal's development priority and grid approach aligns with the World Bank Evolution Roadmap and Global Challenge programs. IDA's commitment to strengthening country-driven model will empower countries to take ownership of their development agendas, foster inclusive stakeholder engagement, and build robust institutions and system. It is important to create a more equitable and resilient global development landscape by provisioning a programmatic and approach that allows implementation flexibility to the recipient countries.
Moreover, Prime Minister Dahal viewed that IDA 21 meeting would be successful to forge a consensus among the donors and recipients on the documents of policy priorities and results for coming 3 years and make high-level resolution to address unprecedented challenges. Senior Managing Director at World Bank, Axel van Trostenberg, viewed the meeting will provide a guideline for mobilization of IDA resources in addition to making plan for the coming decade. The World Bank's International Development Association, IDA, has been a committed partner in South Asia for over 6 decades, catalyzing transformative change to elevate the quality of life for millions. The event, attended by over 200 representatives from 61 countries, including high-level officials of the World Bank, runs through June the 21st. President Ramchandra Podal and German President Dr. Frank-Walter Steinmeier held a meeting at the office of the President in Berlin of Germany. During the meeting held on Monday, President Powell said that Nepal has always given high importance to its relations with Germany and expressed the belief that it would become further closer in the changing global context. According to President Powell's secretariat, President Powell thanked Germany for its support to Nepal's peace process and expected continual support and cooperation of Germany in Nepal's development endeavors. Similarly, President Powell welcomed Germany's commitment of support at climate-related damage and loss fund to cope up with effects of climate change for developing countries. On the occasion, German President Steinmeier articulated Germany's readiness to provide all kinds of support to Nepal's economic development endeavors. The German president said that Germany was serious about impact of climate change and empathized with Nepal for necessary assistance to cope with the issue. The House of Representatives today continued its ministry-wise deliberation on the Appropriation Bill 2024. The lower house meeting discussed various issues under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the National Planning Commission, the Office of the President, and the Office of the Vice President. On the occasion, the lower house lawmakers drew the government's attention to launching effective plans to control corruption in the country. Likewise, airing their views in the 0 hour of the session during the House of Representatives meeting, lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to the urgency of making special arrangements for preventing citizens from potential disasters during the monsoon. The disruption of flight at the Tenjing-Hilari Airport, Lukla, have stressed out the tourists. Adverse weather caused disruption of flights for 10 days. The tourists visiting the Khumbu region have been badly affected by the inconvenience in air service. A controller at Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal at Lukla, Divas Dahal, said the fog and poor visibility disrupted air services. Both the airplanes and helicopters were not able to conduct flights since the 8th of June. However, Dahal informed that some helicopters were operated from Surkhay helipad located down Lukla. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Narayan Kajeswesta said the Chinese educational fair would help expand the relations between the universities of Nepal and China and improve the quality of education. Inaugurating the fair organized by Kathmandu-based Chinese Embassy and China Scholarship Council today, Foreign Affairs Minister Swesta viewed that formal visits of former and present high officials of Nepal had played a significant role in expansion of educational, cultural and social relations between the two countries. Similarly, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chun Song said cultural exchange and educational support between the two countries have become the important foundation of Nepal-China relations. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The UN has said global conflicts kill three times as many children and twice as many women in 2023 than in the previous year, as overall civilian fatalities swelled 72%. The AFP news agency on Tuesday quoted United Nations Rights Chief Volker Turk as saying warring parties were increasingly pushing beyond boundaries of what is acceptable and legal. The UN Rights Chief said his office had gathered data indicating that last year the number of civilian deaths in armed conflict showed by 72%. Since the war erupted after Hamas' unprecedented attack inside Israel on October 7, he said more than 120,000 people in Gaza, overwhelmingly women and children, have been killed or injured as a result of the intensive Israeli offensives. Russian President Vladimir Putin is on his way to North Korean capital Pyongyang, where he will meet leader Kim Jong-un. According to the BBC, the US and Seoul have accused North Korea of supplying Russia with artillery and other equipment, likely in exchange for food and military aid. Both countries deny the existence of any armed deal, but vowed last year to strengthen military ties. Since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, leader Putin has become a pariah to the West and has been seeking allies elsewhere. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 21st Replenishment Meeting of World Bank's International Development Association begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda calls for assistance to developing countries like Nepal for achieving global peace and prosperity. House of Representatives continues ministry-wide deliberations on a preparation bill. And UN says global conflicts killed three times children in 2023 than in previous year. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.